heart's gone astray, deep in her when they go.
Hi guys, 我是 Jenny.
Hey guys, it's me, Spencer.
那英语里有一句话叫一张图胜过千言万语。
So like a picture is worth a thousand words?
对，但今天呢，我们要跟你说说的是一个英语词或者一个小短语也可以胜过千言万语。
Yeah, so like a word or a phrase, could also be worth like a thousand words. Meaning to, you could say something, in a very succinct, very short way that says a lot.
对，就是有的比较 complex, 比较复杂的一些概念，可能你用英语表达觉得比较吃力。今天呢，我们就要告诉你 ，Don't worry, no sweat,
yeah,
因为你可以用一些很简单的词和短语啊，就概括或者表达出比较复杂的一些意思。那今天的节目非常的实用，大家一定要收藏起来。最好的方法就是到开言英语微信公众号，然后呢。今天的这集节目推送里面有音频，然后有文字，还有我们会员课程的优惠，就是你点到下面原文链接购买就可以了。好的，那我们let's get right started. 前面我讲的那个 no sweat.
Yeah, no sweat. It means like, you know, don't worry about it. It's all good.
It's all good. 哎，你说的这个也特别好啊。
Yeah, it's all good.
其实我常碰到一些情况呢，就是一个外国的同事或者朋友说哎，你could you do this? Could you help me with something? 讲很多，然后呢你可能想就是 you want to reassure them, 说你想表达说啊，没关系，我会做的，是吗？
Yeah, no, don't worry about it, it's all good. Or like, I don't know, I'm really, you know, sorry, I, you know,
比如刚刚
sorry, I came late.
对
oh, don't worry about it, it's all good. Or, sorry, you know, 我察觉到你叫上 Sorry, I stepped on your foot. Oh, don't worry about it, it's all good. You know, no biggie.
No biggie, no sweat.
Yeah.
For example, just now, Spencer was late. 你不介意我说吧 Was late for our recording.、
Yeah.
然后他就发微信跟我说 Sorry, I'm running a few minutes late.、Yeah. 然后instead of saying, it's okay, don't worry about it, you can simply say,No sweat.
Yeah,
no biggie.
Yeah, so no sweat, this kind of comes...
不要流汗
Yeah, exactly, but, you know, usually if you sweat, it's, you know, because, I don't know, maybe you're working hard or something kind of makes you nervous. Yeah, it's a big deal. So we say, it's short also for no sweat off my back.
Yeah. 背后不要出汗
Yeah, yeah, it's like, it's no sweat from my back, really, no sweat off my back. So we just say no sweat.
对，所以我觉得就是特别好的，你要去跟人家说啊，没关系啦，或者什么，哎，甚至举手之劳，对吧？比如说啊 ，Thank you for your help， 然后你就可以很简单的说
，No sweat，
yeah，
no biggie， right？ It's no big deal， no biggie。
或者有时候美国人也会说 ，You bet， 是吧
？You bet is kind of more like it's kind of like agreeing with someone。
对，我觉得 you bet 这个词是也特别的万用，而且它用的那个情况 situation 很多，就是它可以是 no sweat 或者 don't worry about it, no problem 的意思。
Yeah, you could say you bet, but you bet I think also kind of has some other uses a little bit where you kind of agree with somebody.
就是同意。
Yeah, yeah, 跟什么什么人认同， you know,
认同。
Yeah.
比如我问你 ，Hey Spencer, Do you like living in China?
You bet. I love it.
可以这样的、哦。
Yeah, exactly.、
好，那你看这个我就觉得这种小短语啊很多常用的场景下面、they can be used across board.
Yeah.
都能适用。
Wasn't the performance last night awesome? You bet. It was amazing.
Or thank you for treating me to that performance. 谢谢你买票请我看。
Yeah, you bet. No
you
problem.
Bet, 对 ,you bet. 其实就很 don't worry about it.、
Yeah.
肯定的对吧、
yeah.
Bet 是赌博的意思。
Yeah.
但这里 you bet 就是
I don't know why.
You can bet your money. I want to do it. You're correct.
Yeah, I think that's probably right. Yes. But yeah, you bet. You know, it was my pleasure.
对对、yeah. 这个词很好啊，这个短语很好、大家可以用起来。那另外一个我觉得很像的呢，就是美国人特别爱用的 totally 这个词。
Totally.
我前面说这个 Spencer 就可以说 totally,、mm-hmm. 就是 Americans totally love using the word totally.
Her skirt is too short. Totally, I know. You can just, you know, how could she dress like that?
Or, she's totally beautiful.
Yeah, totally. No, you would be totally a lot of times is used to like kind of respond. Also, is to, you know,
认同
It's also to like, yeah, to agree with somebody. But it's kind of like, just emphasize, just 强调 It's like, you know, oh my God, this hamburger is so good. Totally. It's, oh my God, it's mouthwatering. You know, it's delicious.
So. 好像美国年轻人他们一整天说的最多的这个词就是 totally、
yeah.
你问他们什么他们的 response 那个回答都是 totally
but you,
还有
you know where that term first came from 的那个来源是什么
no,
it's from、what we call、中文怎么说应该是山谷女孩 like a valley
girl
yeah valley girl so like girls from SoCal you know 加州的那 yeah so Southern California、you know a lot of times how these girls areCall them Valley Girls from the Valley of California. Oh, you know, they talk like this. It's totally hot today or totally da-da-da. Yeah, so that's kind of where that came from.
而且他们也很喜欢说 literally or literally 美国人。
Yeah, I think that's, but that's, yeah, I mean, people say that, but that could be more of a, how should I say? That term is more broadly used by people in general, I think.Totally is kind of like something used...When I hear it in my head, I hear it a lot from, you know, younger girls, maybe.
比较年轻的女孩。
Guys will say it too. They're like, oh, totally. You know, she's totally hot. But, literally, it's a little more like...
对,我一直很好奇的就是 words like literally, practically, 就是美国人好爱用。
Well, when we say literally, though, it's too, like, 我们就是要表达我们在说的话不是夸张的。It's like...
就是绝对是这样的
Yeah, yeah, like, for example, like, you know, it's so hot in the office, I'm literally sweating. So, like, you probably are sweating, you know. Like,
但有的时候也是夸张比如 it's so hot in the office, I'm literally dying, literally. But there's nothing literal about that.
Yeah, you're right.
Dying.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Some people do, originally, it shouldn't be used for 夸张的话, but, like, they will use it to be 较夸张的, like, to be exaggerating, so.
因为 literal...的意思 literally 的意思其实就是从字面上讲
yeah,
对吧
yeah, yeah.
但现在他用的非常反啊这个我们下次有机会再跟大家做节目、
yeah.
那还是回到 going back to our main theme or topic of the day 接下来我要说的这个小短语呢 guys、I can't recommend this more literally like this is
totally
useful 这个短语就是 likewise
oh likewiseYeah, okay, so this is also to, you know, again, you know, to agree with somebody.
对,我觉得这个小短语就是在一些特别社交场合 social networking situations, it's very useful. 比如人家说, oh, it's a pleasure to meet you.
Yeah, likewise.
然后你们谈话要结束的时候就是, it's been great talking to you. I hope we can, talk more in the future.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. Likewise,
对。You see, like, you can express a full of, or a few full sentences in just one word.
Yeah, I think this place is just so amazing. Likewise, it's great.
Likewise, 对，就是它是很短的一个词，但是呢 it's very authentic, it's very native, 就是特别地道的。美国人他，你们注意一下，他们常常表达认同的时候就会说 likewise.
Right, so...so yeah, so you can use this, you can use this word to agree with somebody, you know, 在很多情况下你可以, you know, use it to agree with somebody. But there's one situation where I think 你千万不要用.
What is that?
If someone says to you, 我爱你, if someone says, I love you, don't say, oh, likewise.
Oh, wait, 即使你也爱他, 你也不能说 likewise?
No, it's just so cold.Like,
oh, 你说的就听起来很冷淡没有感情
Yeah, it's just, Oh, I love you Likewise No, it's horrible I'll be like, oh, I love you too You know, you can't say likewise
对对对 That's a great advice、
yeah.
就是还是要看场合到那种情感特别浓烈的时候 Likewise 这个词 is a little bit too light
Yeah, exactly
好那我们今天节目、接下来要分享这几个短语呢就是很好的一些总结性的短语
All right, so to like kind of like summarize some stuff, to sum up some stuff.
没错，那除了summarize 总结，而且我觉得就是有些时候有一个很复杂的概念，或者有很多的 small details, you don't want to spend a lot of time talking about it.、
Mm-hmm.
你不想花那么多时间讲，那就可以用这些短语。
Mm-hmm.
比如说
So for example, like, I love this one. Long story short.Like
长话短说
yeah, yeah, no, that's a great one. Long story short, he was such an ass.
你的意思 ass 是骂人的话吗
Yeah, he long story short, he was such a bad person.
那我觉得我常用这个短语的时候，就别人说when did you start 开言英语 When did you start open language? How did you start open language? 那我可以讲从十年前的故事
Yeah
那如果你不想讲的 You don't want to go into such detail 你就可以说那先要说一个开始的话比如、mm-hmm. I started the company 3 years ago 然后
da 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 da
Long story short、现在
yeah.
yeah, we're the leading 、yeah. English podcast in China.
That's right.
对、
but yeah, so long story short, a lot of times it's used kind of as like a, 这不是转折 but I don't know, like basically you start telling the story and then you realize 你有一点啰嗦 and you're like, oh, I'm talking too much.、Sorry. Long story short, it's been 3 years, right?
对是的是的、yeah. 就是很好的 carry, move the conversation forward.
Yeah, exactly.、
leaving out a lot of
details
that you don't have time for、
yeah.
or don't necessarily want to go into.
Yeah, or you just don't want to bore them. Maybe you want it, maybe you don't mind talking about it, but you feel likethey don't want to hear all of that, so you kind of summarize it, you know, you sum it up for the people you're talking to.
对，而且呢，我觉得也是，我们英语学习者表达很多复杂概念的时候，也许会让你很紧张，然后你就觉得自己讲的没有那么简洁有效果，那用用这些挺好的。
Yeah, I get the same thing in Chinese, though. All the time, people are like, oh, you know, how long have you been in China? How long have you been in China? And I'm like, well, I live here, and then and I'm like, 长话短说, and then I give them a period
对,
of time.
对, 对, 是的。
So it's the same thing in English.
It's a great snapshot. 是一个很好的概览。
Yeah.
哦 mm-hmm. 那除了 long story short, 另外你还可以用的就是 in a nutshell,or the rest is history,、mm. or fast forward to today, 这些都特别好。
Yeah,、mm. so in a nutshell is pretty much, it's very similar to long story short,、
mm.
but the rest is history is kind of used a little differently.
对 in a nutshell 也是总结然后呢、uh-huh. 我们、今天节目时间快到了但最后讲讲这个 the rest is history, 好啦、
mm. Yeah.
The rest is history, 通常也是你不想回忆或者赘述很多已经发生的事情、
mm-hmm.
This is used a lot when you're talking about past achievements.
Yeah, so I kind of, I don't know, it's funny I think of this example, but let's take Bill Gates, for example.
比尔盖茨
Yeah, and you know, he pretty much started, I think he started doing Microsoft, or I might mix him up with 乔布斯 They were one of them was working out of their garage, doing like computer stuff.
他们都是啊。
Yeah, okay, either way, let's say it's Bill Gates, or either one's fine. Steve Jobs, either one. Let's say they're giving like a, kind of like a 演讲, kind of like a speech or mm-hmm. like some sort of speech. They might say, oh, you know, 30 years ago, I started in my garage with, you know, some computer parts and a little bit of passion.And now the rest is history, you know, and here I am in front of you today, and all of you know my story. It's kind of like, you already know my story, I don't need to tell you the whole thing.
对，所以这个短语就是在一些演讲的时候，我觉得特别有用，特别是在，就是你已经比较成功了，然后可能大家
，and people know you.
对，然后你就啊，就是说，I started with very little.
Exactly.
然后很多时候呢，你可以讲As they say, the rest is history.
Exactly.
So I skipped over many parts, you know, all the struggles I had, but I'm here today.
Exactly.
对吧
Yeah.
好今天我们分享的这些、very efficient, 很有效率的小词语和小短语希望大家都可以、真的用起来。那我们这两天的开言学习动力群里面啊、我们也会跟我们群里的朋友分享。那我最后要说就是我们做了那么多的节目那今年我真的很想把重点重心放在 怎么能给大家建立起一个 community 一个社区社群、嗯、让大家能够用啊，我们教你的这些英语，不管你在学我们的会员课程潘基建立的时候， We really want to give you an opportunity to use the language you've learned、嗯嗯、to share with each other, to ask us questions.
That's right.
对，这就是为什么我们这次的群非常受欢迎，然后我们运营了这一个礼拜下来， All of us, 我们所有的主播都探索出了更好的方法，能够在做节目的之外、mm-hmm. 跟大家就更好的帮大家学英语。
嗯嗯嗯。Well said, Jenny, well said.、
Oh, that's another great phrase. 就你说的很好，你说的很对。
Yeah.
Totally.
totally.
我自己说的。
So, long story short, in a nutshell, we hope you enjoyed today's little show.
对，但当然学语言没有捷径。There's no shortcut to learning language. So anything、nope. if you want to do it well.、Mm-hmm. 所以呢，还是希望我们能够陪伴大家把英语扎实的学起来，享受这个过程，能够坚持下去。
Mm-hmm.
好，所以 become a 开言 member， 成为开言会员，你每天都能学到新的英语知识，对海外文化有更深的了解。
That's right.
Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time.
Bye, guys.